There is a woman in Oklahoma. Her name is Becky McCray. She lives in a tiny little place that has 200, either 200 houses or 200 people in the panhandle of Oklahoma, if I've got my geography right. Right, that's in America, right? Becky McCray. And hello, Becky. Nice to be talking about you. But I've met your counterpart in Ireland. In other words, I've met a woman who lives in a really, really small place in the middle of nowhere, although the locals wouldn't call it nowhere, in the west of Ireland. And as far as I'm concerned at the moment, my curiosity suggests to me that she's the doppelganger of Becky McCray. Now, Becky McCray, as you know, Becky, but others better be told, has written a book called Small Town Winds with a guy, Maltz, I think. I might get his... I only have contact via Twitter with Becky. But anyway, let me introduce you to the woman here who will tell you, first of all, her name and what she does. And then I'm going to do a little bit of digging into, you know, why she's doing it here. And I know almost as little as you about this woman. So over to yourself. Who are you and why do you exist?
Hi, Paul. My name is Jenny Brennan. And I live in Incong in County Mayo. And I've been living here for 6.5 years. We moved here in 2007 with our young family, wanting to get away from, you know, Dublin and the rat race. And we wanted to live the country life, and we wanted to bring our children up in the countryside. Small schools, local community. And that's really what brought us here. Just decided I'd never done any travelling really in my life, so I suppose you could consider this my trip to Australia or whatever it is that people do after college, and I'm still here.
So you moved out of Ireland's biggest city with its heaving mass and throng and all the thing, out to a tiny place in the west of Ireland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you running towards something or are you running away from something?
I suppose at the time I was running away from something, but now I realise I was running towards something. So we have a lovely life down here. And a couple of years ago, I decided to set up my own business. And with thanks to the internet, I was able to set up a virtual. I was able to set up a virtual business, providing core services to business owners who either didn't have the resources in house themselves. So we offer social media management, one-to-one training, bookkeeping, virtual bookkeeping, and telephone.
Well, hang on to all the things you do till later on, because I'll give you a sheer chance to do the biggest unadulterated plug for yourself. But what I want to understand this is, first of all, where exactly do you live? Do you live in Kong, the village where the Quiet Man film shot by?
With
John Ford.
Yeah.
Is that where you live?
We live in Kong Village. We just live outside the village. Yeah.
Okay. You don't even live in the village. You live outside the village.
Yeah.
And how far is the nearest house from yours?
The nearest house from us is, 300 yards up the road. We live in a small boreen, at the end of a small boreen.
And can you see any houses from your house?
Yeah, we can see one house from our house. But we're on the edge of the lake.
A lake?
Yeah, our back garden is Loch Carrib.
Do you see ducks? Do you see herons? Do you see... Right. So that's what you're looking out on, right?
That's what I'm looking out on.
Are you a mad raving introvert? You can't stand the company of other people?
No, the opposite.
Right. So you're an extrovert living in an out-of-the-way place.
Yeah.
Okay. Now look, you mentioned that you do stuff on digital, right? Internet, right? I mean, we'll get right to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, how on earth can you possibly be doing that in a rurally isolated place in Ireland where we all know, do we not, that the broadband is crap?
Yeah, today, I suppose up until a couple of years ago, the broadband services weren't great down here, but they've been improving over time. I used to live in a house where I had to put my my Vodafone dongle into a plastic bag and hang it out the window to get a signal to be able to log on.
Have you got any photographs of you doing that?
Actually, I don't know that I do. I must have a look. And then we moved to a different house, this one that we're currently living in. It's beside the lake and it has an aircom line, so we're able to get broadband, so that's good.
Right. Not a bad plug for aircom broadband, right? And Vodafone, right. So do you get 3G down here?
It's hit and miss.
Hit and miss.
Yeah.
So look, you, I have no idea about your background. I have no idea, I mean, did you actually I mean, let's get this into the picture. Did you actually ever do a job before you came here?
Oh, yeah. I suppose I worked in Canada Life. I worked in corporate for a long time. I worked
doing
in sales
what?
And marketing. I was a senior PA. Very busy role. Worked, you know, the 50
Were you PA
hours.
To the CEO?
No, I was PA to the sales director there. So that was a busy job. And my childhood, I spent coming to a place called Oughterard, which is the other side of the lake. Yeah. And I went to school in Kylemore Abbey, which is out in Connemara.
In quite the most beautiful location you could ever imagine. We will not, but I have to say, Kylemore Abbey is
stunning.
Indescribable. Come on, describe Kylemore Abbey.
It's how do you describe Kylemore Abbey? From a student's perspective, as a 17-year-old being sent off on the train for, as my father described it, finishing school, it was a very daunting experience. Being sent
very isolated.
The, very isolated. But it was
under
nice.
Under a mountain.
Under a mountain. Yeah.
In color.
A beautiful color.
What colors?
Oh, all the colors.
I know
the
answer
really.
To all this,
yeah.
But I want you to
I
give
mean,
it a colorful.
Beautiful purples and in the autumn.
Rhododendron.
Time, rhododendron. Yeah, absolutely lush green. It was absolutely fantastic.
People can Google it. Actually, you can go onto Google Images and get it. Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, but you actually became a PA, rose up the ranks.
Yeah.
But then you left here. You left Dublin, right?
Left Dublin.
You had relatives already in Kong?
No, we
or
don't.
Not?
No, we don't.
Why Kong? Why Kong?
Well, we. It's a funny story, actually. We went out for dinner with my parents one night, and we said, we're going to move to Galway. And my dad, being the way he is, he said, well, why would you move to another housing estate in Galway when you're going to have the same experience? Why not go and live in the countryside, pick a field, and live in a rural community and see what that's like? So,
by the way, did he say, why didn't you build your own house?
Well, we built our own house in Dublin. Okay, so we were, you know, we were like every other young couple. We had a very big mortgage and all the trappings of what was going on in the Celtic Tiger at the time, and our friends were, you know, living the high life. We all were, but it just didn't sit right with me in terms of bringing up family and what I wanted them to.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. Two
boys. Boys and girls?
Two boys, 9 and 5. So yeah, I mean, really, it was just to get out of the rat race and to slow down in terms of the way we were living our lives. So there's no real reason. There was no, you know, it was just to live a different life, experience something different. I've always loved the country. When I went to Kylemore, I really fell in love with that place. And I just loved the...
You didn't feel you were being sent away from your family and that you were unloved?
The first year I did, yeah. I mean, the first term I didn't, you know, I wasn't very happy with my parents and I felt that I'd been locked away in this place. But very quickly realised that I'd lots of lovely friends from all over the world. I mean, you get to meet the most amazing people. And
are you still in touch with them?
Yeah, I am.
Are many of them on social media?
They're all on social
are
media.
Are they on Twitter or on the Facebook?
They're
or
all
what?
On Facebook, and we have a group. We have the Kylemore Abbey
closed
group.
Facebook group?
A closed Facebook group. So we all get to stay in touch. And that's really where I fell in love with the West of Ireland. I've always felt drawn to this part of the country anyway. I think the people down here are extremely resilient. And the sense of community is fantastic, and we've been welcomed here with open arms by the community. So
the people of Kong are not suspicious of strangers?
Well, I suppose they would be cautious. They wouldn't be suspicious. But, you know, once you come down and you kind of get on with your life, then everything's good.
Okay, look, we've spent the first 9 minutes of the conversation, and it can only last for a maximum of 20, I promise you. Right? Don't worry, you know. But the thing is, we've spent a certain amount of time because that's kind of introducing you as a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next part, I want to go on to the business issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I really want to focus on is how on earth you managed, or two things, really. How did you manage to get into the digital space,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people would have thought to get into digital, you better get out of the countryside,
mm-hmm.
get back into the city, mm-hmm. get connecting with, you know, the tech people, the startup people,
mm-hmm.
all the other job. I mean, you got no businesses living around here that
mm-hmm.
you could work for, right? I exaggerate, perhaps, but
mm-hmm.
not. You're not that far from Galway, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the only people you work for are in Galway. But that's the first thing. But then the other thing is, I want to get your advice on how. Becky comes back to Becky McRae. Now
mm-hmm.
she says, you know, small town wins, right? Mm-hmm. And she's actually positively extolling the virtues mm-hmm. of the small town location and ethos mm-hmm. and saying that big places like cities can learn from small places.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're the two themes. I'll let you handle them any way you like.
Yeah, I think the sense of community in the countryside is it's kind of like we have to survive and we have to fight to survive. And my experiences in business in the last 2 years is that the business community is extremely supportive down here. I'm very much involved in an organization called Business Networking International, the BNI. So it's referral networking.
Just to tell you, I've been not a member.
Yeah.
I've been a guest. I've done cover for people at BNI.
Yeah,
I've done
subbed.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
A good while ago, I did quite a lot of one-minute presentations
yeah.
early in the morning.
60 seconds.
I know the BNI process,
yeah.
right?
So I got involved with the BNI about a year ago, and I really immersed myself in it.
Hang on, there's a BNI locally here in Cong?
One in Claremorris. It's about a half an hour from here.
Claremorris has how many people?
God, I couldn't tell you. Less than
10,000, 9,000?
Yeah, less than that. I couldn't factually
it's
tell
It's not
you.
As big as Castle Bar, is it?
No, it wouldn't be. No.
Would it be as big as Westport?
No, it wouldn't be as big as Westport.
Okay, carry on anyway.
So anyway, I joined the BNI about a year ago, and the thing I liked about it was their motto, if you like, is we don't partake in the recession. The recession is left at the door. There's no negative talk. It's very positive. It's very supportive. And there's plenty of business to be done, which was a concept I couldn't really get my head around initially, because I kind of thought, well, isn't our country supposed to be on its knees with no money to spend, etc.? But like in the last year, I've increased my sales by over 60%, and 80% of the business that I attract in through the business is through the BNI networking.
Okay. Just tell me now, what are the top three things that you sell?
Okay, so I have three main services. I have my business name is Virtual Office Works.
Virtual Office Works.
Virtual Office Works.
Did we ever have a connection on Twitter when I was looking for a virtual assistant?
No, we didn't actually.
Okay,
no.
Go on.
So we have Virtual Office Works, and we have three services. We have VAU VA, so the VAU is for Virtual Office Works, and that's the virtual assistant service. So everything from diary management to telephone answering to ad hoc duties that, you know, business owners, CEOs.
You might
need.
Answer the telephone for my business
yeah.
from here in the west of Ireland, even though my business is in Cork.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are in the country. We
are you only interested in clients from Ireland, or would you work for somebody based in the UK?
Yeah, I have a client actually in Paris.
Do you speak French?
No, I don't. But he's servicing the American market, so it's fine. We can use the English. But you know, for example, I met that client through Twitter. Just having conversation, and that was really always been my ethos on social media. I don't sell.
This is your son?
That's my son. Yeah.
How do you do? What's your name?
Jamie.
It's Jamie.
Jamie. Hello, Jamie. I'm Paul.
Hi.
Your mum is wonderful. She's just talking to me about what she does. So.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm getting distracted. So there's the virtual assistant service, and then we have a social media, and the social media essentially is I manage Facebook pages, show people how to use Twitter, and we do e-marketing and write content for websites.
So slow down a second. So I'm a business, I have a Facebook page.
Yep.
I have a million and things to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get together with you, I
mm-hmm.
brief you, you get to know the company ethos,
mm-hmm.
and I can then give you my Facebook account to run on my behalf.
Yeah, will you tell me what you want to achieve out of Facebook first?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
we set objectives. If I give you the personality and the tone that I want to project.
Yeah, we can help you with that.
Is it just you?
There's myself, and we have a lovely girl called another Jenny, works with me 3 days a week. And then for our third service.
Does she also live around here?
She's from Connemara.
Oh, but that's a huge place. Where's Connemara?
She lives in a place called Murphy, which is.
Is that even smaller than Cong?
Yeah, it's tiny. It's
how big is Murphy?
I think it's got 9 houses in the village. So she commutes, and she comes up and she.
Oh, she comes up and bases herself
and bases
here.
Herself
she comes
here
and sits in
days.
The lake with you.
No, she's.
You work from home?
No, we have an office in Ballinrobe, which is the local town.
How big is that?
About 10 kilometers away.
About 4,000 or 3 or 2?
Less than 4,000, yeah.
Right.
So again, smaller than Clare Morris. And we... Yeah, so there's myself and there's Jenny, and then we have Lisa who works with us as well, and she, we provide a bookkeeping service as well to small business owners.
Do you know Sian Phillips?
Yes, I do know
Sian. She does that too.
Yes, she does. Yes.
She also lives out in the middle of nowhere, right? I wonder if she knows Becky McRae. Must make sure she hears this, right?
Yeah.
You must get Becky McRae's... Anyway, I want you to tell me what you would say about this topic, which is... What advantages does somebody who lives in a small place, right? And who obviously, I mean, you come from Dublin originally, but never mind that. But now you live here and you pick up the ways of here. What can people who live in a big place learn from people who live in a small place?
I really think what I've really taken from living in the countryside is the pace of life. And it's okay to slow down. I think when you're living in the city and you're caught up with everything that's going in the city, you think that you need to be moving at the same pace as everybody else, and it's very noisy. You must do this, you must do that. Well, why? Because everybody else is doing it. Whereas living here has given us time to reflect on what's really important in life. We're not here for an awfully long time. And just to make the most out of it. But the sense of community... is, for me, I think, is the biggest thing, and it's something that when you live in an estate, not every estate in Dublin, I appreciate, you can't generalise.
Can you use that experience of a sense of local community, can you use that to advantage when providing services to people who don't have that to fall back on? Good. We've come across a question which isn't that...
Yeah, you've come across
a
question
that
stumbled me off.
We will actually park that question,
yeah, park
right?
it. Yeah.
And we'll, you know, but that's good because, you know, that isn't meant to be an easy question, right?
Yep.
I have an advantage that I have read some of Becky's book and she has answered it.
Okay.
But look...
it's not something I've put a huge amount of thought into until you started asking me these questions. So that's a good thing.
Well, let me ask you, do you know the word mindfulness?
Yes, I do. I've come
across
No, not enough. I came across it through a lovely lady called Beverly, who has a business called Mindful Productivity. She's on Twitter. Yeah.
What's her Twitter name?
She's actually, I'm not sure. She's Beverly Rowland is her name, and she's got a fantastic business. And she's also based in the west of Ireland. She's up Westport direction. She's got a nice little place in Clare Morris. So there's definitely a sense of mindfulness when you live.
You see, people in cities, right, for sake of argument, as you say, you described very well, they could well do with stopping, taking 10 minutes out of their day to do the equivalent that you might do. Do you go down to the lake every day and watch the wind blow through the reeds? Do you really?
Yeah, we'd often sit down, we kind of have steps down to the lake and there's a little place where you can sit, and it's we're in a little bay, so there's not much choice but to just sit there. And
do you bring that into your writing?
No, I don't bring that into my writing. My writing is really something that I'm only starting to develop. I've been so busy supporting other people that I haven't been focusing on what it is that I have to say. So I'm in the middle of developing that at the moment.
Are you having a midlife crisis?
No, not yet. Not that I'm aware of.
The sooner you have one, the better it might be. Okay, look, we've got about a minute left. What I want you to do then is to take this platform.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly want at the end of it, I want people to know what you'd like them to do, how they can contact you. It's yours platform, right? You can tell the whole world anything you want.
Okay.
And you can even tell the people of Kong, you know, it doesn't have to be far away. Anyway, it's all yours. Bang.
Well, I guess my business is Virtual Office Works, and you can find me on Twitter at @VOfficeWorks. We have a Facebook page, Virtual Office Works. I suppose the most important thing is to be thankful for the time that we've had here in the country, and to know that it's been of great benefit to our family, and also to instill in people that if you have a dream and you want to achieve something, if you believe it, you can have anything that you want to have.
There's a question I want to ask you very quickly.
Yep.
If you could get your dream client, your absolutely dream client out of this, what kind of person would that be, or who would they be? Quickly, you've got 10 seconds.
Bill Gates.
Give me a second client.
Mary Smith.
Give me a third client.
John Loomer.
Give me a fourth one.
Fourth one. They're the only ones that I've got.
Okay, look, thank you ever so much. It's been wonderful
Paul,
talking.